Water under the bridge. Water under the bridge. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo, Kempo, California. I like this title. It's very significant for me. And it is a story of a boy. A boy, he has some difficulty in school, but he likes to be in nature. And very often he played at the river. And for now, instead of playing at the river, he goes to the bridge and looks down to the river and feels one with the river and observes what the river is doing. The water is streaming always ahead, always continuously, and never coming back. What is gone is gone. What is past is past. And this gives him a kind of confidence. He believes in himself, because it is the same way as I say, I live in the now. There is no past, no future. All what I experience is in the now. And when I go back in some past, I experience the past, and that is different from the now. But anyhow, he looks at the stream of the river and sees some pieces of wood, some bottles, one bottle even with a cork is half in the dips in the water, into the water, and half over the water is swimming down. Perhaps it has a special message inside for somebody, for the person who finds it or picks it up. And the water is doing his job. The water doesn't know it is God, but I know the water is God, and the God, and the boy perhaps also knows that he is God, and also the water is God, because everything is God. And he observes this house, this stream is going day by day, month by month, and says, well, this is just life. Why should I be sorry and sad about something which happened? I can improve, and I improve at school. I will learn. I learn, not I will learn, I learn and give my best to have a good grade. And about the water, also being God, says it's very obedient because it knows it is its task only to flow the river, the stream, and to go bring the water down, continuously let it flow, without being concerned of how it flows, where it flows, and what it takes, and how, what is thrown into it. Sometimes even heavy pieces, which then land on the ground, on the bottom of the river, and the stream carries it on, slides it ahead. This is the way of life. The water is not concerned about what it is doing. He lovingly, continuously, and eagerly is doing its job, just to flow at every time, and whatever it has to, it carries, it is okay. And I think everybody of us can take an example, because when we say everything is good and everything is possible, though, like the water, just taking the attitude of saying, yes, everything is possible, everything is good, everything is divine, everything is God, and why not just following the stream? Sometimes, for instance, also the weather. We have nice weather, sunshine, we have storm, we have rain, we have snow, and all is good and very good. It is a season, and so is with everything. The life has its seasons. The water also has a season. The season is never beginning and never ending. It only flows. It goes. This is without getting weary. It continues its job and is bubbling, is happy, and does its job without thinking, is it right, doing the right thing? Am I on the right way? Shall I go back? Why not going back instead of only going ahead? This is all nonsense. It's just a way of doing, what it was designed to do. So it's not only with the river, it's also with the water, the faucet in the kitchen. For instance, the water, when the faucet is broken or the water doesn't stop to run because it doesn't know it is, has its purpose to flow until somebody comes and repairs it or stops the faucet. This is another picture of how to live our life. I think just doing what I am asked to do and what I have accepted to do without complaining, without worrying about is it good, is it right, is it correct, or thinking or wishing other things. Well, on the other hand, I have the power is within me. When I speak my word and put the cause into motion, everything what I call good for me, I can bring forth and bring forth in the manifestation of the thing I desire. I want some food, then I'm sure the food arrives. So it's with everything. Just being in harmony with myself, without looking at how others are doing, what others are getting, only looking at myself, how I am, what I do, how I give out my love, how I give out my power, and what I do with all the things I'm entitled to do. Doing my job in the most beneficial and most perfect way. Yes, perfection is also another word. Perfection. Sometimes it's difficult to define the perfection of something, of a work, the perfect work. It's difficult. I find it very difficult to judge something as perfect because everything is perfect. Even it is not so perfect as to the standard of some rules, but anyhow, it is perfect. And as I along, I am able to consider it as perfect, it is perfect. It shows to be perfect. And again, to the water. The water is a good example, the river under the bridge. Everybody can enjoy it looking at it. It's a marvelous view and is inspiring. Inspiring to flow, to continue in the, with the life, just to go on without getting weary. And just having confidence and having the right attitude that everything is okay, everything is fine, what happens. I am God and everything is God. And with this attitude, I know I have a wonderful, happy, satisfying life every day, day after day, while I live in the now, without counting days, months, or years. Everything for me is only the now. I love you. Bye-bye.